It had peanuts in it. It was chunky.
My friend, you're diverting from that tension.
Bill Henry.
His program is just ludicrous.
Our show will be 3 years old on October the 7th, and a lot of interesting things happened the first, I'd say, first three, four, 5 months of us being on the air. We had a number of people who didn't want us on the air. But one particular man, and you know how it just happened every show, and that's singling myself out, saying we're anything special, but there were people who hated our living guts and wanted us off the air. There was one particular man who called this station when we first went on, and he said to Stella, who's our executive secretary there in programming, he said, I am going to work every day of my life to make sure that Phil Henry gets off the air. It's kind of amazing, and we do have the gentleman on the line, and I want to actually, having said that, I still want to give him his due and his respect. But it is amazing that someone would devote so much energy to a radio show. The gentleman is from Santa Clarita. His name is Austin Amarca. He's on the line with us from Santa Clarita this evening. Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
And you said that, correct?
I made that statement, Mr. Henry, back when you first came on the air, and I said that I would work every day of my life to see to it that your program was taken off the air. I felt then, as I feel today, that your program is a canard. It is a flim-flam on the radio listeners. I think that what you do has absolutely no redeeming social value whatsoever. I don't think it has any intellectual value whatsoever. I think your program then, as it is now, is offensive to some sensibilities, and I'm sure that you would say that that makes me perhaps a little Rebecca of Sunnybrook Farm. I'll tell you right now, I can listen to any adult entertainment. I'm not offended by that. What I'm offended by is the use of public airwaves for what I consider to be a complete sham of a radio program. And I had spent the last 3 years, just so you know, that
now I want to be very clear with the listeners, you were true to your word, correct?
Yes, sir, I was true to my word. I have spent every day, and I have written a letter every day to David Hall. You went on the air in October of 1996, and you took over for a show that I loved. You took over for Mr.
All right, dump that. We can't have you saying names of other radio hosts, okay?
Well, you see, that's what I mean. The censorship, you have all of this power at your disposal. I would say that I was a big fan of the Mr.
You can't, I'm sorry, I'm not going to let you say that.
You won't let me say that, but you can come on the air and use your vulgarity and use language, and I heard what you said about Gulliver being used as a tampon, and all of that is, in your mind, acceptable. Is that correct?
That's what the book was about, okay?
Well, I'm not going to argue with you about it, sir, because I know why you do the show that you do. You do it under the guise of an intellectualism that is non-existent. You do it so you can throw some cheap and Tiger jokes in there while you flim-flam the audience into thinking the show is something that other than what it is, okay? And if you won't let me say that you took over for the favorite host of mine, or the fact that
I dumped that too.
So you won't let me say that I listen to Larry?
No, you can't say his name either. Okay, so every time you try that, okay, I'm going to dump it, all right?
I used to listen to Minute.
Forget it. It's not going to happen, okay? It's been dumped. Tony Sorrentino, my engineer, is dumping it every time you try to say those names.
I love Mr.
Sorry.
God, you know, let me just say this, okay?
Look, I can tell you're angry. You're angry, and what we're going to have to do, if we're going to do this interview with you, we're going
to
need...
No, you want to tell me what to do, and you want to tell me how to be, and you are going to tell me how to be just like everybody else that calls your show, a stooge and an unwitting accomplice in what is a complete sham. And
no, I'm simply telling you that if we're going to have this conversation, there's certain areas that you can't go.
Certain areas I can't go, but you get to go places where you want to go.
Let's get back to what you said. You said that you would work every day to get me off the air.
I spent 3 years, sir, talking to David Hall, who's the program director, talking to your advertisers, talking to other people in the community who listen to talk radio and who want to have something that is a bit more stimulating to listen to. I wrote letters. I showed up and picketed the station on two different occasions. And now I read in the LA Times that your program supposedly is going to be nationally syndicated. And my understanding, is that true?
Yes, sir, it is true. I've been picked up for syndication.
So I want you to just hear me out, if you would.
I'm listening to everything you're saying, so long as you just don't go into that area we talked about, all right?
I want you to hear me out. I spent, when you came on the air in October 1996, I said to people, this show's not going to last. And I told people that this show was an offense and that it was dumbing down the sound of KFI. And I have noticed, by the way, since you've been on the air, that KFI has become a stupid-sounding, ridiculous-sounding, bad-sounding radio station where once there was some dialogue on your station, now everybody's a clown. And you, for 3 years, you infected the airwaves of that radio station, and now I pick up the LA Times, and after 3 years of trying to get you off the air, your show is going to be syndicated. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. National syndication.
So, to me, that is such a slap to my face. And that is an insult to anybody who hated your show and thought it was boring and unfunny. That is an affront to my sensibility and to the people who found your program to be particularly infectious to the sound.
Well, what do you want me to tell you? I can tell you what I often tell everybody. That is, don't listen to a show that you don't like, okay?
No. These are public airwaves, and I have the right to be heard on my particular position, which is your program, which nobody wanted on the air.
And well, somebody must want it on the air because people, we've attracted an audience. There are people listening to it. You worked, I don't want to get back to what you said. You said you worked every day for 3 years to get me off the air.
I work every day calling advertisers. I wrote a letter to your general manager and your program director at least twice a week. I did everything in my power. And now not only was that ineffective, but now you're going to be nationally syndicated. So now, if someone were to walk you off the air, I guess, Mr. Eddie, not only they got to get you off of this station, they got to get you off of how many other stations?
I think we're going to start off with, I don't know, 25 stations.
25 other stations. So everything that I did, everything that I worked for, calling up advertisers, now the slap to my face and the affront to my sensibility is I got to do it to 25 radio stations.
And that's the name of that tune, baby, as the Beretta used to say. That,
don't bore me with your quick remarks and everything else, okay? Your show is funny. Your show isn't funny. You are a glib and
sarcastic?
No, it's the
asshole.
Yeah, that's the word I'm looking for. There you go. You're glib and you're an asshole.
And, all right, hold the line. I do want to talk to you, Mr. Mark. I don't know how much more of your anger is going to be, you know, useful for the purposes of this show. This is Austin Amarca, a guy who has worked. We know who he is here at the radio station. We know he's called, he's written, he's wanted my show off the air because he says that it does a complete disservice. It is a sham, phony show. I understand, Mr. Mark, and the reason why I have you on the air is because you're a guy, you said it to members of our the people who manage this radio station. When we came on the air, you were going to work every day to get us off of the air. Now, I'm not trying to rub it in.
Yeah.
But if you worked every day to get me off the air, and now my show's going syndicated.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So you think that's funny? That I would work every day?
I don't think it's funny. I think, to be honest with you, I think there's some poetic justice there. There's poetic justice in...
Well, what poetic justice? Your radio show, night after night, is a complete phony. It is a complete slap in the face of people who are who want some serious by the talk radio. And you come on with all of your phoniness. And who did you have to bribe to get your show syndicated? Because you don't work for a living. You don't work. I work for a living. I can tell you.
What do you do?
I'm a cabinet maker, sir. I make cabinets. I also do kitchen installs, and I do bathroom installs here in the Santa Clarita Valley. I work. I'm a working man. I don't get on a radio night after night and lie to people. And I worked 3 years to get you off the air, and now your show's going to go national. And it just proves to me that is a slap in the face of somebody who felt very strongly, as I did, that your show did not belong on the radio in Los Angeles, and still does not belong on the radio in Los Angeles.
Well, not only is it now still on the radio in Los Angeles, now it's going to be on a bunch of other markets, okay? So when do you give up?
When do I give up? When are you going to give up? When are you going to come clean with your listeners and tell them that you obviously had to bribe somebody. And
okay, I've gone down that road of bribing somebody, right? No company invests in a radio show, okay, and puts marketing and advertising effort and everything else behind a show that they have to be paid off to promote. They're doing it obviously because they think the show can make some money. I'm doing it obviously because, you know, frankly, I want to make money.
You want to make money, okay? I work for a living as a cabinet maker. I tried to get you off the air. Now you go syndicated. I get out of bed every morning. I drag my rear end out of bed every morning. I go and do my job. And now I know that you are going to be all national and everything like that. And I called the station and offered my services.
All right, well, you'd offered your services?
I had an idea for a radio show, and I told David off. So if you're going to put this guy on the air, why don't you let me do an hour on the weekend, a home improvement style cabinetry program, and let me show you what a hardworking man does instead of this bull crap that you got on every night on that station of the KFI.
All right, well, hold on. We got a lady on the line here in Oceanside. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes.
I suppose this is a big fan of your show.
Give the lady a chance to speak, okay?
I am a fan of yours, and I have been listening to you for almost 3 years now. I find
well,
you...
Shut
up. You're a lunatic, and you belong in a head case.
I worked 3 years.
You are insane.
Why? Because I don't like your show?
No, because you're insane. That's all.
Why am I insane?
And you know you're insane.
Why am I insane?
By screaming and hollering and maligning the radio.
Why does he get to be on the national syndication when I tried to get him off the air for 3 years in Los Angeles?
Who the hell are you that you can get anybody on or off? You're insane.
The guy.
You are insane.
In other words, you say I'm insane. I'm cuckoo. I'm way out there.
You're nuts.
I'm nuts.
Yes.
Because I don't like your radio show. I'm nuts.
Yes, you are.
So you're the one who gets to tell everybody.
You need a good psychiatrist who can put you in a nice padded room.
How dare you? I'm a father and a working man.
Who cares?
My children do. My wife does.
Well, good for them. But they're the only ones. You're a lunatic.
Yeah, because I don't...
You're a lunatic. You're nuts.
Well, maybe I think you're out of your cuckoo mind, too.
Well,
maybe I think you belong in a soft room.
That's up to you.
Maybe I think you belong in a soft room. Oh, that's funny.
you're insane. You're nuts.
I'm nuts.
Just cut him off.
Well, here's the thing. For 3 years, this guy has called this radio station trying to get me off the air.
Yeah.
For 3 years, he has called and written letters. He's angry tonight. And I know why you're angry, Mr. Marka, because now my show's going national.
Because of all my hard work. And now some company wants to put you on national. To put it in terms that this lady would understand, you're off your rocker.
No, you are.
Now, you got marbles.
Yes, sir, you are.
You got rocks in your head.
No, you're insane.
I think you've got a screw loose.
You're insane.
Wait a second. How can a guy be insane? You're both calling each other nuts. You have a difference in taste.
That's what I tried to tell the old lady. She don't want to believe it. We got a difference in taste, sure.
Because you're an insignificant little moron, okay?
You know, if you were a man, you know what I'd do? If you were a man, you know what I'd do?
Who cares?
I want to ask you, guess what I'd do if you were a man.
Who cares?
Just guess.
Who cares?
Just guess.
Just guess, will you?
All right, I'll guess. What would you do?
I'd be mad at you. I hate it when an old woman laughs at me. Oh,
you're insane.
You're a cuckoo. You're goofy.
Mr. Henry.
Look, sir, if you're going to play, if you want to be taken seriously.
She obviously takes my opinion on your radio show, and with everything, she just says I'm insane. She won't respond to the points because she's intellectually incapable of responding to the points. Yeah, she's giggling away there in a rocking chair. Oh, she's giggling away. Giggling away with Arthur Godfrey on the radio.
All right, well, I appreciate your support, ma'am.
I don't like your program. I don't know anything about you, but I do not like your radio program.
And you're angry that not only were you unsuccessful in getting my show off the air, the show is going to be nationally syndicated.
I am angry, yes, because I remember when you went on the air, and there were a lot of people who hated you and wanted you off the air. You had replaced a very beloved radio host. And all of those people quit. I didn't quit. And I said I would get you off the air.
And you failed. You not only have you not gotten me off the air, the show's gotten bigger.
And you know something? If you try to make me more angry, sir, you're doing a good job, okay?
I'm not trying to make you more. I'm saying what is. I'm stating fact. You say that I'm a phony baloney. You say that my show is full of nothing but flim-flam and it's a big confidence game. I'm stating fact now. The truth of the matter is you're angry because you were unsuccessful, okay?
I'm angry because I work for a living. You do a radio show and you got it all, don't you? You have your big money job and I'm sitting here choking back the rage. I work and I struggle to make ends meet and here you are with your big radio show and I don't have, you know, I'm one of the best cabs. I'll tell you something right now. I don't have a big job, Mr. Henry. All right?
What are you saying? You're jealous of me?
Listen to me. I don't have... I'm a cabinet maker here in the Santa Clarita Valley. And I called your radio station. I suggested your general manager, Mr. Hall, a cabinet-making show, that I could read through cabinets and that I could do something that would be of benefit to your listeners. And I called him out asking these things. And, of course, that's nothing that he's interested in. What he's interested in is putting your show on the radio. And so three things. Your show's on the radio. Your show's now going to be nationally syndicated. And the cabinet making show and kitchen installs and bathroom installs that I could have on the air, I don't get to have that. So you continue to slap me in the face. This continues to be an insult to me every step of the way. This continues to anger me.
Can I say something here?
No, you're gonna.
No, I gotta jump in. Your rage, your anger, is gonna kill you, man. I can hear this rage and this anger.
Yes, I'm choking back the rage after everything that I did. You three got.
You see what's happening to you?
3 years I gave to that they would keep your show on the air for 3 years is an outrage.
Now I remember what happened. I remember a lot of people hated it. A lot of people didn't want it on the air, but apparently somebody wanted it on the air because we got an audience. I'm sorry about that, okay? I mean, I really am. But you know what? This is what I do for a living.
And well, what do I do?
I guess you got to go back to cabin making. Now, I can say don't listen to the show, but that's not a good excuse for you. You say that the airways
are public, sir. Yes, sir.
All right, so I don't have an answer as far as that's concerned. Cupertino, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi there.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, I think live and let live is a good rule here.
Is that what we say when someone co-opts the airwaves?
But you're interrupting me, sir, and I think I have a point, and
absolutely.
You have to play by the same rules as everybody else. The world doesn't revolve around you, sir.
I'm listening.
Do you understand me?
I'm listening.
I have a job, and I have my problems. You don't, you know, you don't have the only problems in the world, and everybody has to have their platform. In order to express their views, everybody has a right to their view.
Yeah,
what makes your views better?
You don't have a radio show, do you? I don't have a radio show, do
no,
I?
No, but
he gets to have a radio. And when I called the station...
Why not?
I called the radio...
What's the problem? Why are you so angry at everybody?
That's the whole thing. You've got this rage.
Why are you so angry?
No, listen to me. I called...
I don't want to listen to you.
I called the radio station. I called the radio station.
So...
And I asked them to let me have a cabinet-making show...
Okay.
...where I can do cabinet-making and kitchen install and bathroom install, and they laughed at me.
Well, then, but don't take it personally.
Don't you think that would make you angry?
But I wouldn't go on a homicidal rage.
Why am I not allowed to have that show when this guy can come on with his phony baloney show?
Well, let me tell you something. I've interviewed for jobs in the past. Let me compare this to a job interview. People may not hire me because I'm 5'7" and I have red hair, but I can't go back and say to these people, well, you guys, you know, I'm going to take you out of business because you didn't hire me.
Well, you're talking about 5'7" and red hair. What's that got to do with anything?
What does what you're saying have to do with anything? I'm trying to make you see the logic,
the illogic
in what you're talking about.
You're saying that you're not what they need. Just like I'm assuming
they're not assuming what you need.
The lady is an actress because that's a lot of times you'll hear that in an audition, right?
And that's
you could knock them out.
I'm not talking about some fag actor stuff.
You don't want to watch your language too.
You get to say it, but I don't. Okay.
You know, this woman is absolutely right. Your rage is choking off any sense that you could possibly make.
I'm making...
Overpowering everybody, sir, and then nobody can speak because you're trying to scream over everybody.
That's right.
We're trying to help you understand. I want to make you understand, and I don't even know you. So why should I be involved in this? Because I can't understand why something would kick you off that much. You know, life may not seem fair to you, but it has its reasons and its balance, and you have to respect that,
Let me say this to you, Austin. You know the years that I worked and I slaved and I struggled in this business, and I didn't have anything, and I worked and I went from one radio station to the next? And I mean, I'm not a spring chicken. I'm 47, okay? I had to go through all kinds.
I don't want to hear your problems.
But we have to hear yours.
But we got to hear your problems?
Yeah, everything revolves around your problems. I mean, I've had problems.
You say you worked 3 years to get me off the air. I worked 26 years to get where I am. 26 years.
Why couldn't I get the cabinet show to teach people how to make the bathroom installs?
Perhaps it wasn't the right radio station to do it on. Try another radio station. You might get your show. I keep trying. It's a great idea.
I'm so full of rage. I don't know what to do with it.
Well, I think perhaps you might try other avenues. Maybe there's places you can teach at a community college. I mean, there's all kinds of outlets.
Well, would I teach at a community college while this guy gets to have the 50,000-watt talk program?
Hey, you know what I want to say? I wish I made what every CEO makes in Santa Clara Valley, but I'm not going to. But I'm not walking around with a chip on my shoulder over it. I've gotten over it. It's not meant for me.
How long have you been you're an actor?
I was using that as an example.
You're not an actor?
I'm using an interview for a position, say, in an actress or something, as an example. If you're not right for the job, you're not right for the job, and you just go on, and that means there's another opportunity.
There's something else for you, okay? There's something else out there
Maybe
for you.
Maybe something better.
Well, I think this idea for the cabinet making show is...
But this lady made a good point. Maybe it's not for this station. It could be for another station.
Maybe it could be somewhere that you might make tons of money, or maybe you could even be on television.
Tell me about the show. What do you want to do?
Well, I come on Saturday morning. I hear that your station has a lot of these these specialty shows.
Right.
And I'd like to come on and explain to people a bathroom install, how inexpensive you can do your own bathroom install, you know.
I'm sure a lot of people would be interested because that's very expensive if you have somebody else do it.
What do you think of it, Mr. Henry?
Well...
Oh, okay. A little too boring for you, Mister. He thinks it's boring.
No, wait. I just want to get bathroom installs, okay?
Yeah, a lot of people do home improvement.
No, I know that. Well, I can tell you, at our house, we're trying to put in a new kitchen. We want to put in, but I don't know that I could do it myself.
I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about guys that can do it themselves.
Okay, well then.
Well, it might be worth something.
How about you, ma'am? You think that's a good idea?
I think it'd be good for the, it would be targeted toward the market
What TV show are you on?
She's not on a TV show.
I thought she said she was 5'7" with red hair.
I am. But I'm telling you that you set an example, okay?
You know, it's an example.
Well, I just want to do something with my anger.
You want to do what?
I want to do something with my anger. I'm so angry, I can't.
I can tell you're angry, but, you know, taking it out on this gentleman doesn't help you.
Oh, God, what am I going to do?
Exactly.
Man, listen to this guy.
I know.
Are you married?
Excuse me?
Are you married?
Yes, I am.
So that means you would not be available for...
Well, my heart goes out to both of you because
I'm some kind of a loser.
One of you doesn't understand that you don't have to focus all your energy in a negative direction.
One of me?
Put it somewhere where
you... Don't start picking up on women calling the show because you're angry because I'm still on the air. I get the national syndication job, and you ain't got... What's it got to do with the price of tea, okay?
Oh, talking down to me because I'm just a piece of crap and you're the big radio host. Is that it?
You know what I find is going on here is that you won't let go of this.
Oh,
You got to let go.
Who you should call? Dr. Laura does a show here.
No, don't go down that road.
No, Dr. Laura does a show. We do noon and three. You got to call her up.
It's almost to the point where
he's pissed
talking, it just kind of fuels things, you know.
Oh, boy, man.
Take a deep breath and walk around the, you know.
What was that?
I took a deep breath.
All right, we'll take a few more. Thank you for your call, man. By your own admission, you're filled with rage. Isn't that right, sir?
I'm filled with the feeling that life is not fair, and, you know, it just makes me angry, and I want to deal with that. God, I hate you, and I hate your stinking show, and now you're going to be a big star on the syndication deal? God damn it! Why? Why?
Buddy, you got to get a handle on it.
All right. Fine, it's easy, but...
Reno, Nevada, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, sir, hi.
These guys have to get a life, for God's sake.
Why?
What is the problem?
What?
You should be happy. After 27 years, you made it. Finally, you made it. And this guy ruined your party.
Hey, why does he get to have it and I don't?
Brother, you should get a life. You know what? You should move down here. You should move down to Mexico. Then you can see how hard people got it there.
I don't give a crap about people in Mexico. I'm talking about right here in America.
I know your brother lives in America, but why don't you be happy for this poor guy?
Because he didn't want to come
for 27 years to make it. Finally, he made it, and you ruined his
party. Now, what about that? For 26 years, I've been working on it, okay?
26?
26. Well, then why finally made it, and this guy's bad?
Why are you saying 27 if it's 26?
What difference does it make? 27 don't matter. We should be happy for this guy.
Yeah, I'm happy for the guy that I hate. I hate for his show. And now he gets to have the big syndication show. And I don't, what do? I make cabinets for a living.
Well, that's your problem that you're making cabinets. But that's not his fault.
What do you do for a living?
Me?
Yeah.
You don't want to know, brother.
Yeah,
you don't want to know.
Now, what do you do for a living?
I work hard. I work very hard.
Doing what?
I work in a factory. And when I heard...
Work in a factory?
That's
and you're not
why.
Pissed
I
off
at with my hand, and I'm happy for this guy. He made me feel good. He made me feel like he keep going.
You were
26 years. I made me
yeah,
make it.
There you go.
You work in a factory, and you think Mr. Henry's big stuff? Oh, come on, pal. What do you guys make in the factory?
We make rubber balls. We make basketball.
Rubber balls?
Yeah. We work hard like you. I get up 6 o'clock in the morning. I work sometimes to 7. And when I listen to the radio, I hear a guy like this guy, that he worked hard for 26 years.
Oh, come on, buddy.
He made me feel like, that's it.
There you go. And that's the whole key. You work hard enough. Hey, let me tell you something. The gentleman in Reno, I busted my ass for a lot of years, okay? And finally, now here I am pushing 50, man. Finally, here comes the big, pot with the, all that crap.
That's about it.
I mean, we feel sorry that you have to work hard, but you're not the only one, brother. We're working hard here.
I want you to understand something. You make rubber balls in a factory, and you think Henry is, you're happy for him?
I am happy for the man. You know why?
I would.
Because the man, God, my God, 26 years, he never gave up. He made me feel, you know what? When I started listening to the show, I was feeling down. Then after listening to this guy,
My God, there is light
at the end of the tunnel for some of us.
The gentleman in Reno,
can you...
You're
coming to the show and start talking about...
The gentleman in Reno, will you hang on for a minute because somebody wants to ask you a question, okay?
Yeah?
Okay, hold on. What is your question?
Yeah, I wanted to ask the man who works in the rubber ball factory. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, brother.
Okay. When I was 13, I had testicular cancer. Okay?
You got cancer?
When I was 13, I did, but they cured it, okay?
So, what did that have to do with this poor guy who worked 26 years
in
that radio
station? Because when I had testicular cancer, they had to remove one of my balls.
So then, because they had to remove your ball, you mad at this guy on the radio?
No, I'm not mad at him. I was wondering, you work in a rubber ball factory.
And it ain't that kind. They make basketballs, right, sir?
That's why I make
basketballs. Okay, all right, okay. Great show, Phil.
What kind of stupid-ass call was that?
I don't know what the kid wanted. I'm sorry.
I'm just trying to say that I got to get out of bed every morning and go to the rubber ball factory while Henry gets to have all the goodies, and it pisses me off.
My friend, listen to me. You know what? You should go home, be with your family, and try to get a life. You're ruining it for all of us. We listen to the show, nice show, and then you come on the air, and you're messing it up for all of us.
Oh, quit crying.
I'm working overtime.
This guy's crying.
I'm glad you're special, and this guy is getting... I don't want to think about it.
I'm sorry.
Please don't ruin it for all of us who work hard like you.
You work at a rubber ball factory?
Yes, I work in a rubber ball factory, my friend.
What do you make?
We make basketballs, okay?
Basketball?
I'm not like the other lady who is a movie star. I work hard like you do. Today, I work 12 and a half hours.
Well, I make cabinets, man. I ain't making no rubber ball.
I know, you got a good compare to me, but I'm not mad at this guy because you work on the radio for 26 years, and now he's going to be syndicated. God bless you that you're going to be syndicated.
Thank you very much.
You made it. What of us is making it out?
Well, where's the rubber ball factory at?
Forget it, will you? The guy brought it up to illustrate a point.
I just want
you know what?
I didn't only make rubber
guy,
balls.
When he's older, he tried to come up.
Yeah.
You were hammering down the lady because she was that red hair.
No, I don't know what the rubber ball
is. 7 with me, and just like you.
Yeah.
I'm a hustler.
That's it.
You know, brother, you don't know how good you got it here. You should go to Mexico. Stop.
I should have known you bid me farewell.
I do,
chica. There's a lesson to be learned from this, and I learned it very well.
You asked if you're stupid, guy.
Now I know you're not the only starfish in the sea.
Hi.
If I never hear your name again, it's all the same to me. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball.
Okay, let's see the pee-pee.